May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My main question as I got ready to celebrate this service this morning was, is there a liturgical color for Thanksgiving Day? I had to look at my Altar Guild issued calendar to find the answer. And I was happy to find that there is a liturgical color, and it is white, the color we use for big celebrations, for baptisms and weddings, and for Easter. And it's not too often that the secular calendar and the life of the church line up so beautifully. There's no liturgical color for the 4th of July, for example, but as Christians, we are a people of thanksgiving. We come together every week to celebrate the Greek word for thanksgiving or giving thanks, known as the Eucharist. And we are people who are called always and everywhere to give thanks to the Lord our God. But I have to admit that thinking about Thanksgiving and the Thanksgivings I have observed in my life, I've had years where it was easy to be thankful because everything was going great, and years where I was a little bit more like the disciples of Jesus who said, "Can't we just have a real sign? Could you make things a little better? Can you feed us? Then we would be thankful." Thanksgiving the year I was unemployed was pretty rough. Thanksgiving after the death of a loved one can be pretty hard. And in those times, I'm tempted to ask God, "Can't you just send me something to be a little more thankful for than this?" But Jesus promises us that if we turn to him, we will be fed with the bread of life and will never go hungry again. We come back to celebrate Thanksgiving, and we come back to give thanks to God in church over and over and over, because our faith is what carries us through the good times and the bad. The years where our cup of blessing is overflowing and it's so easy to think of things to be thankful for. And the years where you sit around the Thanksgiving table and really hope no one will ask you what kind of thankfulness is on your mind, because it's so hard to think of anything to say. Jesus walks with us through all of those times. God is present to us in good times and bad. And for that, we have a great reason to give thanks. An American Thanksgiving is such a peculiarly, culturally specific thing. We eat foods that are native to this country and remember the first people who lived here, as well as the first immigrants who settled here, and how they tried to make peace when they were all working to survive in the same frigid New England winter. I've been thinking a lot lately about the history of Thanksgiving and the history of the First Nations who lived on this continent, because like many people, I didn't learn much about Native American history or culture in school. I learned essentially that American history started with the Mayflower. And it wasn't until graduate school that I started to learn more about Native American history. I took classes on tribal policy and language preservation and thought, there are so many beautiful stories of the people who have lived on this ground in this country and still do. And I had no idea. As we come into Thanksgiving, I think one of the things that we're all grateful for is the chance to share stories. The chance to catch up with family or friends that we haven't seen in a while. The chance to really sit down and talk with people we might only see once a year. And so if you are thinking about ways to rejoice in story this Thanksgiving, I invite you to learn a little bit more about the people who have lived in this place for many, many, many generations. If you're looking for something to do later tonight with your family, you might watch the documentary, which is free online, Miss Navajo, about the Navajo Nation pageant, which is not what you might think. It's not a beauty pageant, but it's for young Navajo women to come together and compete in events like speaking the Navajo language and sheep butchering and traditional dancing. It's a celebration of Navajo culture and a way of passing it down to the next generation. It's a way of giving thanks for shared history and shared story. I am so grateful today and most days that God gives us such a diversity of experience, such a variety of stories to live and to tell. And I invite you to live into that this Thanksgiving. And remember always, give thanks through the good and the bad, through the times where manna from heaven is easy to find and times that are a little more lean. Because we believe in an amazing God who will never, ever desert us. Amen.